Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. Joining us now on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin is Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Ben Brust here with you. Jason, is old T out all week?
He is. He's on vacation.
Oh, well, I'd like to formally apologize for distracting the ESPN Milwaukee producer. He was trying to show off that he could play the Whoa Nelly hotkey during your show without it going over the air, and I'm pretty sure it went over the air.
It definitely did, twice, in fact. And Justin Garcia, our cousin sub of the day, I wanted to know who was responsible, and he said it was somebody who knows basketball, and I said, well, that eliminates Ben Brust.
Jokingly. Whoa, Nelly!
But then I figured it's got to be Brust because he'd be one who'd be giving a tour to partners or fans or whoever it might
be. Good guess.
And lo and behold, it was you.
Yeah.
So you know basketball. I take that part back. That was said in jest. But thanks for interrupting our show, you jackwagon.
Yeah, I felt bad. But also, I will blame Josh because, like, Josh was like, I asked Josh. I said, if I press this button, does it go over the air? And he says, yes, it does. And then he pressed some button and slid some button down, he goes, and he clicked, he goes, now it won't. So, like, to be completely outed here, Josh, he was trying to show off, and
is the board broken?
No, just a user error. But let's get to actual conversation with Jason, because I did have fun with that this morning.
Good conversation.
I mean,
it wasn't a good conversation.
Yes, exactly. Jason, I know you've been impressed with Shaka Smart, but I'm genuinely curious right now. It's hard to sit in a position where you're obviously upset with the way that things ended for the Badgers, but you know what was put out on the court isn't acceptable. When it comes to the conversations around firing, how do you know when it's the right time, or is it just up to that person?
Well, you tell me. You're the one who got Paul Chris fired, so you tell me.
So when you say that, is that in jest too, or do you believe that?
No, I'm not saying that you made the decision, but I do think that your emotional
passion
plea, resonated at 1440 Monroe Street. I do believe that. And look, I am a huge Greg Gard supporter. I like him as a person. I think he's a really good basketball coach. I also think Shaka Smart's a really good basketball coach, and he hadn't been to the Sweet 16 since 2011, right?
Context.
His run with VCU. Like he had a couple of teams at Texas that were pretty good teams. One got beat, I think, on a last-second shot, if I remember correctly, like a half-court shot. It isn't automatic to make the Sweet 16. But certainly, if you're a top-level program, you would like to be there more frequently than not. And I know Gonzaga has made it seem somewhat easy, going to 9 in a row now. But it is disappointing, to say the least, if you're a Badgers fan, to see a team that started the season really well, cratered in a big way, seemed to be rounding back into competitive form with how it played at the Big Ten tournament, and then obviously play the way the Badgers did on Friday night. Now, I do wonder if 4 games in 4 days and then playing again on Friday.
Yeah, I can't do that because NC State won 5 games in 5 days.
They did, no doubt. Yeah, they deserve a ton of credit for that, but just because they were able to do it doesn't mean the Badgers should have been able to do it.
Yeah,
right?
But Coach said they were playing their best basketball in March, and that's what got me optimistic because I believe that to be a true thing, and I felt
too,
like he believed it as well, and that's what sucks.
So here's the one thing that I don't understand, and I don't want it's not all about Connor Asigian, and I totally get it. As someone who's very mediocre grade school and high school basketball careers were punctuated by my inability to guard a folding chair defensively, I totally get that if you have defensive shortcomings, it makes you hard to play. But I refuse to believe, again, with my comparative lack of basketball knowledge compared to Coach Gard, that when your team can't put the ball in the ocean and you need a spark, that a kid like that who played 27 minutes a game for you last year does not merit even a single minute in that game. And I don't understand that, and I'm happy to, if Greg wants to explain that, I'm fine with that. But I don't know how many times a kid enters the transfer portal where I look at it and go, God, I don't blame him at all, right? I mean, UW Green Bay's best player is now entering the transfer portal. I saw it today in the Press Gazette. And that's too bad, because I thought they had something kind of special going here with Sonny Wicks. And so I guess my frustration is that I know Greg Gard is a good human being. I know he's a good basketball coach. I don't understand why the results have not been there in the tournament. I'm not knee-jerk fire the coach guy, but I do wonder if someone like Chris McIntosh, who was willing to make the change that he did with the hockey coach, the men's hockey coach, and with the football coach, will make that change with the basketball coach next.
Jason, you sound frustrated and disappointed with the direction of this program. And you said knee-jerk reaction.
That's strong.
Yeah, don't put that was words in his mouth.
He used the word
that's
frustrated.
That's how you feel.
He said, Jason,
say
not say frustrated.
Say you feel upset and tell him why.
Jason, you used the word frustrated.
I did not say direction of the program.
Okay, well, are you satisfied with the direction of the Wisconsin Badgers basketball program at this moment in time?
I need Ben to tell me about what the recruiting class looks like for 2024-25.
So they have they have a four-star, but here's the thing. Like, we had a pretty in-depth and good conversation about, like, Chucky was a four-star. They brought in some talent, but it's less about that and more about results with the guys that he's bringing in, whether it's transfer portal or recruiting. Because, I mean, fair or unfair, you are judged based off the NCAA tournament. And it's been since 2017.
Yep, no doubt.
So I can get excited about free tag and the Minnesota pipeline. But I can't even move to that because I'm upset about the way 19 turnovers shows in a game where you're expected to win, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would. And I'm glad you brought up Chucky, because I like Sydney to watch Chucky, and I like her to watch Tyler Kolick, because they both, I've always enjoyed how both of them play the position.
Very different, but both very, very good at it.
Exactly. So they're able, so she's able to see two guys that go about it a different way. But, you know, I was listening to Jay Wright say something during one of the post games on one of the like eight networks that these games are on. And he was taught, and I didn't really understand it, because Kolick, when did he arrive at Marquette? I didn't even realize he crossed over with Jay Wright. But Jay Wright was saying that when they would defend Kolick at Villanova, that they would always force him to his right, because he's obviously left-handed, and he was terrible with his right hand, and that they would back off of him at the three-point line and let him shoot threes because he was so inaccurate. And I use that as a teachable moment for Sid to say, look at how good – you just watched this kid, the way he played – in the Colorado game, like, that's what comes from hard work and commitment to improvement, that a coach would say that that's how they viewed him before, and now look at him. You would never say that about him now. And Chucky, I've always liked watching play, and I don't have to say this because Chucky did. Like, Chucky didn't play well enough in a big-time game. He said it, right? He said it after the game. And so there is a responsibility for the coach, no doubt about it. And having covered high school sports and college sports throughout my career before covering the NFL, I have always kind of seen a hierarchy of criticism in my mind. I'm not going to make a high school kid look bad in a story. I want to be fair, but I still want to be cautious in my criticism of college athletes, even now that they get NIL money. And then I think professional athletes, that's what you sign up for. But again, Chucky said it. He needs to play better. Tyler Wall needs to play better in that game. Like, there were a lot of guys that didn't play well. Now, is that all Gard's fault? No. But is it partially? Yes, without a doubt.
I apologize to Brad in his ear because I took over and I have to do a read, but I really enjoyed that back and forth, Jason.
We're short on time. Still love you.
I'll catch up with you another time, Brad.
Sounds good, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. Listen to him on Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon across these very stations. And I got to tell you about the Princeton Club, because one of the best parts about the Princeton Club is every time that I go and I swipe, I'm making a difference. I go, ding, and my registration hits. They're all, you're good to go. And I'm helping create, like, more opportunity for others out there. Talk to them. They do a food donation for every check-in. So even more motivation to get to the gym. Food donation every check-in right now at the Princeton Club. 8 Madison locations, 1 in New Berlin. Find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. We're on 94.5 ESPN till 5 o'clock. Religion Hamilton up next in Madison. We're going to see you in 2 minutes.